Okay, thank you very much for joining. Today's daf is Daf Pei Zayin, page 87 in Masechet Shabbos. And as we learned so specially yesterday, it really continues the themes of discussing the story of giving the Torah and added details of what happened when we merited to get the Torah. So let's start again at the beginning of the discussion, which is on page 86, Pei Vav Amud Beis, at the two dots towards the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, our sages taught us in a Braisa. What was the actual date when Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people? According to the Tana Kama, according to the first view, B'shishi b'chodesh nitnu aseres hadirbas liYisrael. It was on the 6th of Sivan that Hashem communicated the Ten Commandments to the Jewish people, and the Luchos, the tablets of stone, were beginning to be written. However, Rabbi Yossi says, V'shiva bo. It was on the 7th of Sivan. So we have here an argument whether the date of giving the Torah was the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan. So the Gemara's entire daf today is going to be discussing proofs, either for the Tana Kama, that the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan, or for Rabbi Yossi, that the Torah, the revelation, occurred on the 7th of Sivan. Amar Rav Rav explained, the Kuliyam, everyone agrees, Barosh Chodesh Aslam Midbar Sinai, the Jews arrived to the Sinai Desert on the 1st of the month of Sivan, on Rosh Chodesh. How do we know that? Ksiv Hachat says over here in regards to the giving of the Torah, Bayom Azebo Midbar Sinai. And this day they arrived at Sinai. Ksiv Asam, and it says about God commanding Moshe Rabbeinu with the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh as the introduction to leaving Egypt. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. This date of the beginning of the month, that's the beginning of months. Again, Hazeh and Hazeh. So Malahal Rosh Chodesh, just like Hashem spoke to Moshe on Rosh Chodesh. That was when he taught him about the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. Afkan, so too over here where it says, Bayom Hazeh, means that it was Rosh Chodesh. On the beginning of the month of Sivan, the first day of Sivan, they entered the Sinai Desert. Okay, to Kuliyama now, everybody agrees, both Rabbi Yossi and the sages, that B'Shabbos Nitna Torah LiYisrael, the day of giving the Torah, the day of the week, was a Shabbos. Ksiv Hacha, because it says about the Ten Commandments, one of the Ten Commandments is, Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Commemorate this Sabbath day. Remember the Sabbath day to consecrate it, to make it holy. Say the recital of Kiddush. Ksiv Asam, the verse says also, in regards to leaving Egypt, Vayomer Moshe La'am, Moshe tells the people, Zachor Es Hayom Hazeh. Remember this day. So Zachor and Zachor. So just like when we are leaving Egypt, Moshe is saying, Zachor, remember on this very day. Remember the day that we're leaving. So the Zachor there meant, remember the day itself. Afkan, so too when Moshe says during the Ten Commandments, Zachor, it's Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, remember the Sabbath day, it's Bitzumo Shel Yom, it's on the very day. On Shabbos, Moshe is saying, remember Shabbos. Okay, so we know that the day the Torah was given, the day of the week was Shabbos. We know that they came to Midbar Sinai, the beginning of that week, on Rosh Chodesh. So keep Ligi, what's the argument? B'kibbut Yarcha, when was the beginning of the month? When is Rosh Chodesh? Rabbi Yossi says that the Torah was given on the 7th of the month, Savar B'chad B'Shabbat Yarcha. He believes that Rosh Chodesh, the month, was set on Sunday. So again, the day that they arrived, Sunday, the day they arrived to the Sinai Desert, God didn't tell them anything. Because they were very tired after all their travels. On the Monday, which was already the second day of Sivan, that's when God told the Jewish people, you're going to be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. God made the covenant with the Jewish people on the second day of Sivan. Now we're on today's daf. Page 87a, Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, Bitlasa, on the third day of Sivan, Amalahu Mitzvah Sagbala. That's when God communicated to Moshe. Moshe then communicated to the Jewish people that they need to stay away from the mountain. They can't come too close. They need to have a fence around the mountain to keep people from being too close to the mountain. Barba, on Wednesday, Avud Prisha. That's when Moshe instituted that the men should separate from the wives in order to prepare for the receipt of the Torah, to get it in a state of purity. That's the view of Reb Yossi. However, Rabban Ansari, the sages who disagree, they believe Betrei B'Shabbik V'Yarcha on Monday. That's when it was Rosh Chodesh. Betrei B'Shabbal Olam Luhu V'Lo Midi. So again, on Monday, God didn't tell them anything. Mishum Chol Shadu Urcha, because they were tired after the long travels. Betlas on Tuesday, Olam Luhu V'Atem Tiyulim Mamlechas Kohen V'Goy Kadosh. On Tuesday, God told them, "You're to be for me a holy nation, to enter into the covenant with God." Ba'arba on Wednesday, Amalu Mitzvah Sagbala. That's when they were given the commandment to create a fence around the mountain to keep the mountain holy. And Bechamishi, and only on Thursday, Avud Prisha. That's when they separated from the wives, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos is when they got the Torah, which according to the Tanakhama is what was on the 6th of Sivan. So this is the argument that will frame the discussion of today. Two opinions. One opinion is that the day of revelation, the day of the Ten Commandments, was the 7th of Sivan. The other opinion, the day of the Ten Commandments was the 6th of Sivan. Everybody agrees, though, the day of the week. The day of the week was Shabbos. Everybody agrees what happened during this week, mostly. The question is, how does the week begin? Did the week begin with Sunday being Rosh Chodesh? Was Sunday day one of Sivan? Or was Monday day one of Sivan? Okay, I see we have a question. Question, Baruch.
Yes, Rabbi, if the Torah was given on Shabbat and on the 6th of Sivan, does that mean that every year 6th of Sivan is Shabbat? Is that?
That's very true. That's very true.
How does it work? I don't understand the calculation here, Rabbi.
So, well, right now we're discussing how it happened when Hashem actually gave the Torah, what order of the week it was that year. But the question that you're raising is a very good question. It's the question of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham points out that we know from many sources that the year we left Egypt on a Thursday. For example, that's why Shabbat HaGadol is called Shabbat HaGadol, because 4 days before we left Egypt is when we took the sheep and tied it to the bedposts. And that was the big miracle that we took the God of Egypt and they didn't do anything to us. So that's why it's called Shabbat HaGadol, the great Shabbos, because the great miracle happened on this day. So if you count from a Thursday till a Shabbat, you have 52 days. You have 52 days, and we know the Torah was given on day 50. So how could it be that the Torah was given on Shabbat when we left Egypt on a Thursday, and we know you had to count 49 days, you're going to end up on day 52. How could the Torah have been given on day 52? This is the question that the Magen Avraham raises. This is a famous question of the Magen Avraham, that the math here doesn't seem to work. And the Magen Avraham's answer is a funny answer. He says that we're going to see in the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu added a day. So really, the Torah should have been given a day before, but Moshe Rabbeinu added a day, and that's to hint to us that the Jews who live outside of Israel have to add another day to Yom Tov, the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios. And so a hint for the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios was that the very, very first time Hashem actually gave the Torah, it was delayed by a day through an enactment of Moshe Rabbeinu. But you're raising a very good point. You know, it doesn't seem to work with the way we do things. But the bottom line is, this Gemara is not talking about how we do it. The Gemara is talking about what happened then. What happened when the Jewish people came to Har Sinai? What day of the week did Hashem give the Torah on? And what day of the month did Hashem give the Torah on? The discussion for today is, was the day of the month the 6th of the month or the 7th of the month?
But it doesn't matter. Either way, it's no guarantee that 6th or 7th is the Shabbat.
Yeah, but we don't have to have it on Shabbat. We just have to have the day of the month.
But the Torah was given on Shabbat, so correct. It has to be around 6th or 7th, but it doesn't...
Right, it doesn't have to be the same day of the week. It just has to be the same day of the month. That's the way it was enacted. That's what Hashem enacted.
All right.
Okay, wonderful. If everyone could just please hit on the left-hand side of your screen, there's a little microphone button to mute yourself so there won't be any background noise. Okay, we're now going to have discussions, questions, to try to prove who's right. Is the Tanakhama right, that the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan, or is Rabbi Yossi right that the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan? They challenged it in the yeshiva. The verse says that Hashem tells Moshe to tell the Jewish people, V'kidashtem ayom machar. You should make yourselves holy today and tomorrow. 2 days of being holy. So understand, if it's only 2 days of being holy, that's not like Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, they were separating from the wives already on Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. 3 days of being holy. This sounds like the Tanakhama, that they were only separating on Thursday and Friday. 2 days. And then the Torah was given. Kashal Rabbi Yossi. This price is against Rabbi Yossi. Amalucha Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi will answer you, really. Hashem said that they should separate from the wives for 2 days. And Yom Echad Osef Moshe Midaito. Moshe Rabbeinu added a third day. So Hashem said, make them holy today and tomorrow, and then I'll give the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know what, people, be holy for 3 days. Men, separate from your wives for 3 days, not just for two. How do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu added things? There were three things that Moshe added out of his own ideas when this experience of getting the Torah happened. Hashem agreed to each of those additions. One, Hosef Yom Echad Midaito. He added one added day of Prisha, of separating husbands and wives. Hashem said to separate for 2 days. Moshe added a third. Second, Upiresh Mina Isha. After Moshe saw that it was good to be in a state of celibacy in order to get the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, who knew that he was going to be, you know, the person who's going to constantly be receiving added prophecy, Moshe Rabbeinu separated entirely from his wife. He wasn't with his wife again. He didn't have marital relations with his wife Tzipporah for decades and decades. Third, the Shavar Saluchos. The third thing Moshe did on his own was that he broke the Luchos. He broke the tablets. When he saw the Jewish people committing the sin of the golden calf, Hashem didn't say, go break the Luchos. Yet Moshe went and he broke the Luchos. All right, what were his sources? Hosef Yom Echad Midaito. He added another day of Prisha, another day of separating. My Darish, how did he derive it from any verse? The answer is, God had told him, Kidashtam, consecrate them, separate them, husbands from wives, Hayom Machar, today and tomorrow. So Moshe derived that there is a linkage between the word Hayom and the word Machar, the word today and the word tomorrow. So therefore he learned, Hayom Kimachar, today should be like tomorrow. Malamachar, just like in regards to tomorrow, it's a full 24 hours. Leilo Imo, it's night plus it's day with it. Af Hayom, so to the separating of today, should be Leilo Imo, should be night with the day with it. Now, Leilo, the Nafkale, the night of today is already gone, because Hashem's talking to him during the day. So Shmami not Shreyom, it must mean that it has to be 2 days of 24 hours. Levarmia Idna, besides today. How do we know that Hashem agreed to Moshe? And Hashem said it was a good decision to delay the giving of the Torah by a day. Because Hashem didn't bring his divine presence and reveal himself until the morning of Shabbos. If Moshe was wrong, and Moshe shouldn't have said, here and have another day of separating from the wives, then already on Friday Hashem should have revealed the Torah and the Shechina. The fact that Hashem waited till Shabbos morning is a sign that Moshe Rabbeinu was right. Secondly, Upirish Mina Isha, Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife permanently. My Darsh, what was the source for that? So Nasa Kalva Chomer Ba'atzmo. He derived a simple point of logic within himself. Amar, he said, Uma Yisrael Shlo Dibra Shechina Imay Melasha Achas. The Jewish people, they're only getting the divine presence to speak to them for one moment. And nevertheless, Kavalem Zman. And Hashem is telling them when it's going to happen. Hashem says it's going to happen 2 days from now or 3 days from now, and it's going to happen in the morning. And nevertheless, Amna Torah v'yunachonim. Hashem, right, as the Torah said, be prepared for the third day. And nevertheless, Al Tikshu. Nevertheless, even though it's only happening once and you know when it's happening, there had to be a preparation. And the preparation was that the women and the husbands had to separate. Ani, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, I, Shekol Shav, Shav, Shechina Medaber Asimi, every moment the divine presence might speak to me. I have to be on call constantly to receive prophecy from the Almighty. God doesn't tell me when he's going to come. He can come now. He can come an hour from now. He can come suddenly. So certainly I need to be prepared. So if I need to be, I see that the preparation when you know a time is coming is 3 days of husbands and wives not living together in an intimate way. So certainly I need to be prepared because constantly Hashem could be coming to me. Uminal this come HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yado. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to Moshe Rabbeinu? The Chsev, as the verse says, Lechem mor lehem. Hashem goes and tells Moshe, go tell them, Shuvu lachem lo'alechem. Go return to your tents. Chsev Basrin, it says afterwards, V'ata, but you, Moshe, po amori madi. You stay with me. So when Hashem tells Moshe, tell the Jews that they should go back to their living setups, husbands living with their wives, Hashem told Moshe, but you stay with me. You stay on my level. You don't have marital relations. It's time another version. How do we know that Hashem agreed with Moshe's decision to separate from his wife? Because Hashem later defends Moshe's decision. When Miriam and Aaron engage in Lashon Hara, complaining over the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had separated from his wife, Tzipporah, Hashem sends leprosy or tzaras onto Miriam. And Hashem criticizes Miriam and Aaron and says, how could you talk about Moshe in this way? Lochen avdi Moshe, my servant Moshe is different. Because pel pel daberbo, I speak to him mouth to mouth. I talk to him all the time. He can't be with his wife. He needs to be separate. So you see, the Torah is very clear that Moshe Rabbeinu was correct in being separate from his wife. So Moshe's analysis was correct. Now the third thing, Shavar Saluchos, when he came down after 40 days on the mountain, and he saw the Jewish people worshiping a golden calf. Hashem didn't tell him he could do it.
Breaking up.
1 second, a question. A question. Shouldn't Moshe have divorced his wife or given her a choice on staying married? Okay, very interesting question. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu divorce his wife? So apparently, I would assume that she didn't want a divorce. Maybe she didn't know when this situation would end, and she wasn't looking for a divorce. In terms of giving her a choice, maybe he did give her a choice. Maybe he did give her a choice. Okay, we're breaking up. Let's see if it's clearer now. Let's see, how's our internet? Is it supposed to be East Hill?
Yeah.
Okay. Looks good, no?
Yeah.
All right, don't plug.
I think it might be the applications on here.
What's wrong?
I think it might be all those screenshots and things.
The screenshots?
Yeah, because all your screenshots came up on here for some reason.
I don't think so. All right, this should be good. All right, one second. Let's go back. Where are we? Got
yeah,
disconnected.
That bad.
What? Then this happens? What does that mean?
Oh.
Here we go again. Okay, is this clearer? Clearer now? Okay, good. So again, says the Gemara, Shavar Saluchos, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablets when he saw the Jewish people committing the sin of the golden calf. My Darish, so what was his source for that? Answers the Gemara.
Rabbi, can you go back a little bit, please?
Sure. So the Gemara said, Moshe Rabbeinu derived three things on his own. He figured out on his own to add another day of separating the husbands from the wives to get the Torah. And he derived it from the fact that God had said, V'kidashtam ayom umachar, make them holy today and tomorrow. That means today should be like tomorrow. Just like tomorrow is 24 hours, today should be 24 hours. But today can't be 24 hours because today was only told in the middle of the day. So it must be there has to be another day added. How do we know that God agreed? Because God waited to give the Torah until Shabbos morning and he didn't give the Torah on Friday morning. Then the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu added on his own to separate from his wife. And he said, here the Jewish people are getting the Torah at Har Sinai. And they know when they're getting it. And they're only getting it once. Nevertheless, Hashem says they need to separate from their wives. I, who constantly might be getting the Torah, I certainly need to separate from my wife. I don't know when Hashem's going to call me, when he's going to tell me to tell over Torah to the Jewish people. And how do we know that Hashem agreed? We know Hashem agreed because, number one, Hashem tells Moshe, everybody else can go home, but you stay with me. So you stay with me, meaning you stay on this level of being able to get prophecy constantly. And number two, we find that later when Miriam and Aaron complain about the fact that Moshe separated from his wife, that Hashem defends Moshe. Hashem says Moshe's different. I talk to him all the time. He has to be ready for prophecy. He has to separate from his wife. So how we asked Maybe Moshe should have divorced his wife. Maybe Moshe should have given his wife the option. Well, maybe he did. Maybe he did offer her the option. Maybe she chose to stay married to him. And now third point that Moshe Rabbeinu added was Shavra Saluchos. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablets when he saw the golden calf. My Darsh, what was his source? I mean, he's not making it up. And this is a terrible thing to break Sefer Torah, to break Luchos. So Amar, so he said the following. Uma Pesach shu'echa mitarek mitzvah samra Torah v'chol ben erchol lo yochol bo. Karban Pesach, eating the Karban Pesach, eating the Paschal Lamb, is only one of the 613 commandments. And yet Hashem says, any estranged son, any child of mine who's worshiping idols, who's rejecting faith, who's a heretic, cannot eat out of the Paschal Lamb. So HaTorah Kula, here I have the two tablets which contain within them the entirety of the Torah. The Yisrael Meshumadim, and the Jews are worshiping a golden calf. They're estranged. They're leaving the faith. Alachas Kama Vakama, certainly I shouldn't give it to them. How do we know that God agreed? Because the verse says, Asher Shibarta. This, the tablets that you broke, go into the ark with the tablets, with the new tablets. So Amar Shlakish, Shlakish said, it's a strange phrase, Asher Shibarta, that you broke. The meaning of that you broke is Yasher Koach Shibarta. You did the right thing in breaking them. Okay, so going back to the argument, was the Torah given on the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan? Tashma, come in here, prove. The verse says, God tells Moshe to tell the Jewish people, V'hayu nechonim layom ha-shlishi, they should be ready for the third day. The men should separate from the wives and be ready for the third day. On the third day, they're going to get the Torah. Well, that doesn't work with the view that the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. If the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan, they should be ready for the fourth day, not ready for the third day. So Kashli Rabbi Yossi, that's against Rabbi Yossi. Answer the Gemara, it's not a question. Hamrinan, we've already answered. Yom Echad Hosef Moshe Midato. Moshe Rabbeinu added another day on his own. God had said, separate for 2 days and be ready for the third day. And Moshe Rabbeinu added yet another day. Tashma, maybe this is a proof. The verse that we learn, Shlishi, that we learned in a brisa that the third day was Shlishi B'Chodesh, the third day of the month, and it was Shlishi B'Shabbos, the third day of the week. The Tuesday was also day 3 of the month of Sivan. So Kashle Rabbanan, that doesn't work with the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say that Monday was Rosh Chodesh. That means Tuesday was the second day of the month, not the Tuesday was the third day of the month. I'm the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan will tell you, no problem. Hamani Reb Yossi, that brisa that says that Tuesday was the third day of the month, that's the view of Rabbi Yossi, who believes that Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of the month, was Sunday. Shlishi Lamai, says the Gemara, the third day in regards to what? Answers the Gemara, look at the time, look at the Braisa. The verse says, Vayashav Moshe, Divrei Amar Hashem. Moshe brought the words of the people back to God. It says, Vayagid Moshe Tivrei Amal Hashem. Moshe told the words of the people to God. So, Ma Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. What did Hashem tell Moshe to tell the Jews? Uma Amar Lehem Moshe LeYisrael. And what did Moshe actually tell the Jews in the name of Hashem? Uma Amar Yisrael LeMoshe. What did the Jews tell Moshe about it? Uma Hishem Moshe Lifnei Agvura. And what did Moshe tell God that the Jews had said? Answers the Braisa. Zumitzvah Sagbala. Hashem told Moshe to tell the Jews that they should separate the mountain and they shouldn't come close to the mountain. Divrei Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says. Rabbi Yomer Rabbi says, "Bitchila initially, Peresh Onsha." First, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jews from God the terrible punishment that we get if we don't listen to the Torah. The Chesiv, as the verse says, "Vayoshev Moshe," and Moshe returned the words. That means dvarim shemeshabavim daito shel adam. These are words that dissuade a person from wanting to get involved. If you hear about that, there is a big risk. You can have punishments. You don't want to get involved. You don't want to hear the Torah. V'levasof, and after Moshe told the Jews of the frightening punishments that they could get if they don't listen to the Torah, perish matan schar, and Moshe explained to them the great reward for those who do fulfill the Torah. D'chsev ayaged Moshe. That's why the next verse is, and Moshe related, Vayaged Moshe. Dvar Moshechem libo shel adam ka'agada. This is a reference to those things that pull a person's heart, like stories, agadata. They pull a person's heart. Now, different version. Ikadami, different version was the exact opposite. B'tchila pirish matzan tzchara. Initially, Moshe told the Jews of the reward for fulfilling the Torah. It says, Vayashav Moshe. Moshe returned. Dvarim shemishivim daito shel adam. These are the things that restore a person's feelings, telling him everything. Ulevasov pirish onshav. And in the end, Moshe told the punishment. It says, Vayaged Moshe. Moshe told. Dvarim shekashim ladam kegidim. These are things that are tough, like sinews. Tashma, okay. Bottom line is, whether Moshe first told the punishments and then the rewards, or the rewards and then the punishments, the bottom line is this was all on day 3. And it's not a proof. It's not a proof that the Torah was given on day seven of the month, because this is just the view of Rabbi Yossi. Okay, is it still very unclear to hear me?
No, Rabbi, I said you're breaking up.
Still breaking up. All right, I'm trying to move it closely to the Wi-Fi. I hope this helps make it clearer.
I think your Wi-Fi today is made in China, Rabbi. It's not working.
All right, hopefully we'll get
Rabbi,
it better.
Rabbi, question I have.
Please.
We were with a bunch of people, and the women, they were outnumbering the men. The women were the first one to receive the Torah from Moshe, or it was Bnei Israel together?
The women first, and then the Bnei Israel. I mean, everyone was together, but the first command was for the women.
No, but was it women the Torah first, or
no, everyone received together, but the first Israel command was to talk to the women.
Women were the first one to receive the Torah from Moshe. Is that right?
No, they were the first. First, there was to tell them to prepare, but the Torah was given to everyone at once.
Or to tell them, okay. Now, is Rashi's commentaries are the same as this Tanaim here about the
yes, many times he quotes on the Gemaros here.
The same, okay.
Yes.
All right, Rabbi. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, we're trying to figure out this question. Was the Torah given on the 6th of Sivan or the 7th? Tashma, come in here, approve. We learned in a Braisa, Shishi. We learned in the Braisa was Shishi B'chodesh, the 6th was both the 6th of the month, and Shishi B'Shabbos, it was the 6th of the week, it was Friday. So Kash the Rabbanan, again, that's a problem for the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan say that Shabbos was the 6th of the month, because they say Rosh Chodesh was Monday. And so the Gemara, Hanami Rabbi Yossi, this Braisa is just the view of Rabbi Yossi. Shishi L'mai, says the Gemara, when you say here in the Braisa, the 6th, sixth in regards to what? So Rav Amar Rava said, L'chana Yasa. Now turning to Pesayim and Beis, the 6th, since the day they camped in the Sinai desert. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar L'masa on the 6th, from their travel from Rephidim, because apparently the day they traveled from Rephidim was the same day that they camped in the Sinai desert. The Kamiflagi, and the question is about Shabbos Demar. This mitzvah of keeping Shabbos that was first given to us in Mara, where the verse says in the Ten Commandments, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, as Hashem your God commanded you. One second, let me switch computers. Maybe this is better. As Hashem, your God, commanded you. Hashem said during the Ten Commandments, here are the Ten Commandments, here, keep Shabbos, as I've already told you about it. So where did Hashem tell us about it? He told us about it at Mara. So I'm reviewed on Marav, reviewed us in the name of Rav, Kasher Tzivcha B'Mara, as I've already commanded you, in Mara. So Mar Savra, Shabbos Ifkut, Atchum and Lo Ifkut. One opinion was that they were told in Mara to keep Shabbos, that is to avoid certain malachos. But they were never told the law of not traveling too much. So that's why they could travel on Shabbos from Rephidim and get to Midbar Sinai. And they could travel a lot. Omar Sarv, the other one opinion was that Tchumanami Ifka, they were already told about the law of Tchumen of not traveling too far. Okay, next point, next proof. Was the Torah given on the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan? Tashmak, when here proof, we learned, Nisan Shabbo Yatsu Yisom Mitzrayim, the Nisan in which the Jews left Egypt, Barba Asar Shachtu Pischem, on the 14th they slaughtered their Korbanos Pasach, V'chamisha Asar Yatsu, on the 15th they left, V'la'erev Laku B'choros, and in the evening, the firstborn died. That's because the Gemara doesn't make sense. La'erev Salka Taitach, the evening after the 15th, that's when the firstborn died. Eloav, the way to read it is Mi Ba'erev Laku B'choros, the evening before the firstborn died. Now, Oso Ayom, that day that we left Egypt, Chamishi B'Shabbos Hayah, was a Thursday. Mi D'Chameisar B'Nisan Chamishi B'Shabbos. Now, if the 15th of Nisan was on a Thursday, Rosh Yer Chadi Iyar, so now Rosh Chodesh of Iyar on day 30 has to be Shabbos. That's already Shabbos. Rosh Yer Chadi Sivan, so now the Rosh Chodesh of Sivan has to be Chad B'Shabbos, has to be on Sunday. So Kash L'Rabbanan, that's against the Rabbanan, who say the Rosh Chodesh was on Monday. Amin L'cha Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will answer, Iyar Dahu Shati Bura Abrua. Normally Iyar is only 29 days, but that year they made Iyar 30 days, and since Iyar was 30 days, Rosh Chodesh was on Monday, it wasn't on Sunday. Tashma, says the Gemara, I'll prove to you, Deloi Brua, that they did not make Iyar a longer year that year, a longer month that year. Because we learned, Nisan, Shabbo Yos Yitzom Mitzrayim, Nisan, that the Jews left Egypt in, Barba Asar Shachtu Pischem, on the 14th, they slaughtered their Karbanos Pesach, Bechamisha Asar Yatsu, and they left Egypt on the 15th, Vila Erev Laku B'choros, and that evening, the firstborn died. Again, doesn't make sense. La Erev Salka Taitach, can you think that they died that evening? El Ema, rather, it means Miba Erev Laku B'choros. The night before the firstborn died, Vosu Ayom, and that day, Chamisha B'Shabbos Hayah, was the Thursday. Hishlim Nisan, Nisan was a 30-day month. So Iyar Lios B'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Iyar started on a Shabbos. Chaser Iyar that year was 29 days. So if Iyar was 29 days, Ira Sivan Lios Bech B'Shabbos. So Rosh Chodesh Sivan was, right, if you have 29 days, you have 4 full weeks and one more day. So that means you go from a Shabbos to a Sunday. So Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday. So Kash L'Rabbanan, again, it's against the Rabbanan who say that Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on Monday. Here you see explicitly Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on Sunday. And so the Gemara, no problem. Hamani Rabbi Yossi. This Bryce is the view of Rabbi Yossi, who thinks that Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on Sunday. But according to the Chachamim, Rosh Chodesh Iyar was in fact on Monday. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, Tashma, come here, proof. We learned in another Bryce. It says, Vayisu me'elim, they traveled away from Elim. Vayavo kaladas b'nei Yisrael, midbar sin. All the Jewish people came to the Sinai desert. B'chamisha asar yom l'chodesh hasheni. On the 15th day of Iyar. Now, Oso ayom Shabbos hayah. That day was Shabbos, because that was the whole issue. The people were complaining. They didn't have what to eat. Moshe says, tomorrow Hashem's going to send down the man. Not today, because today is Shabbos. So that day was Shabbos. Tichsev, as the verse says, Uvoker, in the morning, Urisim is Kvod Hashem. You'll see the honor of God sending down the man. Uksiv, and it says, Sheshes Yom Tul Ketu. Moshe tells him, for 6 days you can gather the man. Now, Ubedechameser B'Iyar Shabbos. If the 15th of Iyar was a Shabbos, so the 15th of Iyar ends, the month of Iyar ends on day 29. That means Rosh Yarcha the Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Schad B'Shabbos. It's going to be on Sunday, 2 weeks later. So Kash L'Rabbanan, again, it's against the Rabbanan. I'm L'Cha Rabbanan, again, will tell you, Iyar Dahu Shaita Brua Brua. The Iyar of that year wasn't a 29-day Iyar, it was a 30-day Iyar. And since there were 30 days to Iyar, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Monday and not on Sunday. Amle Rav Chaviva Mehuzna'a L'Rav Ashi. Rav Chavivi from the city of Mechoza said to Rav Ashi, Tashma, come on here, proof. It says, Vayiba Chodesh HaRishon, it was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Bashan HaShenis, in the second year, Bechad LaChodesh, on the first of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hukama Mishkan, and the Mishkan was put up. Tanu Lundin Abraisa, also Yom Natal Aser HaTaros, that day got 10 crowns. Rishon L'Maisa Bereshis, it was the first day of the week, it was Sunday. It was Rishon L'Nasim, it was the first day that the Nasim got to serve as the leaders of the nation, the leaders of the tribes, and bring their sacrifices. Rishon L'Kahuna, It was the first day that the Kohanim got to serve as Kohanim. Till that point, the service was always done by the firstborn. Now the service is done by the priests. Rishon La'avoda was the first day of doing the service in the temple. Rishon Yerida Sa'esh was the first day of the fire coming down from heaven onto the altar. Rishon Achilas Kachim was the first day of eating sacrifices. Rishon Lishkon Shechina was the first day of the divine presence resting amongst the Jewish people. Rishon Levarchas Yisrael, the first day of having a Birchas Kohanim. Rishon Lisr Bamos, the first day when there was a prohibition of offering offerings outside of the temple. Rishon Lechadashim, and it was the first of the months. Now, Umid HaReish Yachad Nisan Ayishat B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan of year 2 was on a Sunday, the Ishtakid, that means last year, the year 1, when was Rosh Chodesh Nisan? It was Barba B'Shabbos. It must have been on a Wednesday. The Tanakh, because we only did a Brisa. Achirim Omrim. We know that the Achirim, namely Rabbi Meir, says, Ein ben atzeres latzeres. There's no difference between 1 year Shavuos and the next year Shavuos, or Ben Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, between 1 year's Rosh Hashanah and the next year's Rosh Hashanah. Ela Arba Yom Bilvad. Just 4 days away. So let's say this year Shavuos was Friday. Next year Shavuos is going to be 4 days from Friday. It'll be Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. It'll be on Tuesday. Tuesday will be Shavuos next year. So therefore, now if the year is a leap year, then there's a difference of Chamisha, 5 days. So therefore, if Rosh Chodesh Nisan in year 2 was on Sunday, in year 1, Rosh Chodesh Nisan would have been 4 days before Sunday. So then, Avalei Rish Yarcha the Iyar Ma'ala Shabsa. So that would mean that Rosh Chodesh Iyar should have been on a Friday. Then Rosh Yarcha de Sivan and Rosh Chodesh Sivan should have been on Shabbos. So Kashil Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Rabbanan. Now you have a problem, both Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi says Rosh Chodesh was Sunday. Rabbanan say Rosh Chodesh was Monday. But we figured out that Rosh Chodesh should have been Shabbos. So Gemara answers, Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not such a problem. When do you say that the difference between year and year is 4 days? That's when you have a cycle of a month of 30 days, then a month of 29 days, and 30, then 29, 30, 29. So it's a 6 30-day months and 6 29-day months. But according to Rabbi Yossi, Shiva Chaserin Avud, that year, that first year when we left Egypt, going to the second year, it wasn't 6 29-day months. There were 7 29-day months. And that's why Rosh Chodesh Sivan actually came out on a Sunday. Well, Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, who say that it was on a Monday, it was Shmona Chaserun Avud. That year they made 8 29-day months. Says the Gemara, okay, Tashma, coming here, proof. Again, we're trying to figure out when was the Torah given. Wasn't given on the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan. Tashma, coming here, proof. The Tanya B'Seder Olam, we learned in the Brisa of the history of the world. Nisan Shabbat Yatzu Yisrael Mitzrayim, the Nisan in which the Jews left Egypt, Barba Asar, on the 14th, Shachtu Pischeim, they slaughtered their Karbanos, Pesach. Bachamisha Asar, on the 15th, Yatzu, they left. Oso Hayom, and that day that they left, Erev Shabbos Haya. That was a Friday. Okay, now, if the 15th is a Friday, that means that Rosh Chodesh was also a Friday. Midiyesh Yarcha, the Nisan Erev Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan was a Friday, Reish Yarcha the Iyar Chad B'Shabbos. Since Iyar is after the 30 days of Nisan, 30 days is 2 days after 4 weeks, that means that Rosh Chodesh Iyar must have been on a Sunday. Then Rosh Chodesh Sivan should have been on a Monday. Betray B'Shabbos, because Iyar only has 29 days. That's 1 day after 4 weeks. That means Rosh Chodesh Sivan should have been on a Monday. So Kash L'Rabbi Yossi, there's a problem with Rabbi Yossi who says that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday. Amalek Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi will tell you, fine. Hamani Rabbanani. That Bryce of Seder Olam is the Rabbanan who disagree with me, but I think it actually was on Sunday. Tashma, come on your proof. Well, then did a Bryce, Rabbi Yossi says, Bishani, on the second day after they came into Midbar Sinai, Allah Moshe went up to Hashem, the yard, and he came back down. Bishlishi, on the third day, again Allah, he went up, and again the yard, he came back down. Berevi, on the fourth day, Yardi came down. B'shuv Lo'al, he didn't go back up until that Shabbos when he went up to get the Torah. Now, Mayachash Lo'ala, understand, before we get into the questions here, On day four, it just says he came down. If he didn't go up, how's he coming down? Ellis, you have to say, again, Bervi also, on day four also, he went up the yard and he came down. Bechamishi, on the fifth day, Banam Mizbeach, he built an altar. Vikrivel of carbon, and he brought on it a sacrifice. Uvashishi, on the sixth day, Lohesalopnai. He didn't go up because he didn't have any time. So Maila, doesn't it mean Mishum Torah, that on the sixth day he didn't go up because he had no time because he was getting the Torah. That means he's getting the Torah on the sixth of Sivan, not getting the Torah on the seventh of Sivan. So the Gemara, no. The reason why he didn't go up on the sixth day was Mishum Torah Shabbos. He had no time because he was busy preparing for Shabbos. And the Gemara completes this discussion. Darish Ahu Galila Leder of Chizda. There was a person from the Galilee who interpreted in front of Rav Chizda. In other words, Rav Chizda was sitting and he stood in front of him and he said, Brich Rachmana, blessed is God, Diyav Aryan Tlisai, who gave a tripled Torah. He gave a Torah with three parts, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. La'am Tlisai gave it to a nation with three parts, Kohanim, Levi'im, Yisraelim. Al Yedei Tlisai gave it to the person who was the third child, because there was Miriam, Aaron, and then Moshe. Moshe was the third child. Biyom Tlisai, and he gave it on the third day. All right, the third day, that's the view of the sages who say that there were only 2 days of separating from the wives, and on the third day, the Torah was given. That's not like Rabbi Yossi, who says that there were 3 days of separating from the wives, and on the fourth day, the Torah was given. Biyarcha Tlisa, in the third month, the month of Sivan. Keman, who is this like? Rabbanan, this is like the view of the Tanakhama, that the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan. Adkan, Daf Pei Zayin.